USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is touting the coronavirus vaccine rollout as 2.5 million Americans are getting this shot daily. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying we need to keep our guard up regarding the coronavirus.
Some states and regions of the country, such as the Northeast and the Upper Midwest, are beginning to again see a significant rise in cases.
A possible witness to the shooting at a Denver area grocery store believes the suspect was heavily armed.
I heard at least a dozen shots, if not more.
Dean Schiller telling KDVR-TV he saw multiple victims inside the King Soopers grocery store in Boulder. Other witnesses saying there were multiple victims at the grocery store. One person was removed from the store in handcuffs. That person was bloodied and shirtless and taken away in an ambulance. USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for.
I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Democrats are pushing for Washington, D.C. to be the 51st state. In a House hearing, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says district residents are still not free as they remain disenfranchised by Congress. Ranking Republican member James Comer of Kentucky is no fan of D.C. becoming a state.
D.C. statehood is a key part of the radical leftist agenda to reshape America, along with the Green New Deal, defunding the police, and packing the U.S. Supreme Court.
At least 30 groups are banding together to stop big tech from tracking individual user data for targeted advertising. The broad coalition is calling for a ban on the practice they term surveillance advertising. The leader of the group saying tech giants are exploiting us and selling us to advertisers. The coalition is focusing on ending the practice before proposing solutions for a post-surveillance advertising internet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Election results are in from a Louisiana congressional seat.
Louisiana Republican Julia Letlow won a special election Saturday to fill the seat won by her now late husband, who died in December from COVID. Letlow on Fox News.
The backbone of the 5th District is agriculture and that rural way of life. And so I want to represent our farmers, ranchers, and loggers and make sure that they have what they need. You know, we have the longest stretch of the Mississippi River that runs through this district in the country. And so there's a ton of opportunity for jobs and small businesses. And so I just want to be an advocate for this rural way of life that I've grown to love.
Representative Letlow took 62% of the vote in a 12-way race. The commanding victory will avoid a runoff. Her election brings the number of Republican women in Congress to 31. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Donald Trump is slamming President Biden for waiting the longest of any new president to hold a press conference. Trump saying he's watched some interviews involving the Biden administration and most of the questions have been softballs.
It's a whole different set of questions. It's ridiculous, the questions that are asked. You know, what did you have for dinner? What kind of ice cream do you have?
The former president also telling Fox News the United States has lost its prestige on the world stage.
When China looks at woke and they see the biggest problem we have is Dr. Seuss, they laugh at us. They think we're so, they think our country is stupid.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.